Hello, Maggie?
Oh my God, Maggie.
Maggie.
I hate you.
Please help me. Oh, help me, Maggie, please. I'm desperate.
The parenting world is full of advice. Some of it's good, some of it not so good. So who do you trust? I'm Maggie Dent, and they call me the Queen of Common Sense when it comes to parenting. And in these special Help Me Maggie episodes on Parental as Anything, you get to ask me the sticky, tricky parenting questions you're dying to get the answers to. You know, life really does take it out of our kids in ways, as adults, we sometimes just can't see. Take the childcare hangover. Yep, it's a thing, and it's driving this poor mum a wee bit crazy.
Hi Maggie, my name's Natalie. I desperately need your help. I have three children. The oldest is six, then four, and then one that's just turned three. And we are in a bit of a daycare burnout situation. I don't know what to call it. So what happens is the three children, the oldest is in school, the other two go to daycare and preschool 3 days a week. By the time we get to Thursday, it's like the whole house is chaos. It starts from the minute they get up until the minute they go to bed. We'll have jumping on the furniture. They'll be rough with each other, hitting each other. I know children do that normally. I know, but only in spurts. But this day, it seems like it's all day that they do it. So I'm not sure if I need a different approach. I've tried scheduling lots of activities. Thought maybe they were initially just missing the activity of daycare. That seemed to make it worse. So then I've tried keeping really quiet days at home, and that doesn't seem to help either. I guess I need your help mainly in those moments where it feels like everything's so out of control. I don't know how to get it back to a normal level. What happens usually is it's like we get through the day, it's dinner, bath and bed, and then the next day they wake up and they're back to my normal, happy children. So any help in between now and then would be great. Thanks.
So those full days are exhausting physically and emotionally. So their beautiful little nervous systems are either completely depleted with nothing in them, or they're overloaded with cortisol, which is the pesky stress hormone that makes us feel pretty yucky. And also they've been away from you, and, you know, home is for most children the safe base. So what they've done is they've been working doubly hard with other grown-ups who aren't their absolute safest people who love them to bits. So they're really done by three full days. Now, so what's happening within them is their little brains and their bodies are working hard to manage, and we call it interoception. They're trying to work out how much energy I need to not only, digest my food and turn it into poo, to make good blood, to grow my fingernails. They also have it to work out how do I play, how do I hold myself when I feel distressed, when something doesn't make me happy. So can you see, once again, they're really immature at this. So when they get to Thursday, right, there's either nothing left in that tank or there's an overload in the tank. So guess what? What's happening is exactly what's supposed to happen. It is recovery day. Woo-hoo! This is the day they want to discharge all that stuff out of their nervous system, hence the jumping on the furniture, the pushing, the fighting. This is exactly what little ones need to do. So I think that's the first thing, Mama. Reframe it. This is recovery day. And I think one of the things, if you can keep in mind that, and it depends, each child needs to recover in a slightly different way. The very first thing to fill up is connection. And you can start that the night before if possible. And that means if you can, focus a little bit more on the snuggles before bed, the bedtime rituals, the reading the extra stories. In other words, start filling that connection cup before they fall asleep. And if you've got a chance in the morning, you know, if you've got another co-parent in the house, snuggle into bed with them and still try and fill up a bit more, because the love cup is the first thing that needs filling. The second one is that if you can see that day as a day that is about recovery, resting, and discharging all those big feelings, then you'll plan your day a little bit a little bit differently. The very first thing is that aggro that comes out. If you have a child with too much energy, they're going to need some physicality. So if you haven't got a trampoline or you can whatever, go for a walk or do something, kick a ball around. In other words, there's a child that will need to discharge that excess stuff through physicality. You may also have a child that doesn't want to do it that way and you're going to have to juggle that. Remember you said to me, I planned it, I've tried this, I've tried this, I've tried this, and well done you, you've done a brilliant job. I'm going to say try and build predictability for Thursdays. So in other words, when they wake up, they know exactly they're going to do roughly the same things again. So in other words, they're going to stay in their PJs until at least 10 o'clock. And if you can do that too, Mum, that's great. So it's giving them a message, we're not in a hurry today. And then it might be, you know, you might sit down with your cuppa and watch them do something that's fairly quiet, whether it's sitting down watching a bit of Bluey on the couch or it's building Duplo or it's doing puzzles. In other words, that's what happens. And then it's lunchtime. So usually I'd say your three-year-old with a bit of luck's having a sleep. If not, it's rest time, quiet time. So that's it. We, you know, make the room a bit quieter. We just go to chill because, it, once again, they're going to need some rest as well. And then also make sure that you've got some calming music that's slower than a heartbeat playing all day. I know that sounds ridiculous, but anything slower than a heartbeat will bring down the stress level in the nervous system. So nature sounds are fabulous, you know, and there is some bit white noise out there. It doesn't have to be very loud, but it still impacts the body. And then model calmness. Take lots of deep breaths during the day. Sigh a lot during the day because our kids will copy us. Go and sit in your calm down chair and take some time out and they'll probably join you and it won't be quite so calm. And then the other one is head outside if you can. We know that nature is naturally restorative. So can you see it's rather than planning different activities, which again, it's great if they have the energy. They haven't got the energy. And it's one of the things I'd love you to go and have a listen to. In season one, Dr. Stuart Shanker talks about the connection between the tension and the energy for little ones. It's a great episode. And essentially, simplistically, when they fall asleep at night, we want low energy and low tension. But for some of our kids, they're wired up. They might have low energy, but they're wound up with tension. So that would be a great thing to give you some more ideas. And then keep in mind, every child recovers in slightly different ways. Every child feels loved in slightly different ways. So if you can, you know, check out the five languages of love for children and make sure you're filling their love cups in a way that fills them and make sure they fill yours as well. The very fact, Mama, that they are heading off on Fridays really ready and okay means that what is happening is actually exactly what needed to happen. So while you are looking at it through the lens of something's not okay, I'm going to say they've done a lot of discharging, they've done a lot of emptying of stress and cortisol, and they're feeling pretty loved. So well done, you. Next time, we dive headlong into the research around rewards and find out why that sticker chart just doesn't work. Well, not for long anyways.
Rewards can work sometimes to get one thing and only one thing ever, temporary compliance, but with enormous costs.
So it might be time to call death to the sticker chart, but don't worry, we'll find out what you could be doing instead. Catch Parental as Anything on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a question for me, I'd love to hear it. All you have to do is record it on a voice recording app on your phone and email it to me along with your name and mobile number to parentalasanything@abc.net.au. I'm Maggie Dent, and until then, keep breathing. You really have got this.
Hi, parents. So, Maggie Dent reckons that playing some nature sounds can help with calming your kids. I'm Ann Jones and I've got a podcast for that. It's called Nature Track. There's no music, no talking. It's all the blissful sounds of Australian nature. So for a peaceful morning soundtrack or an afternoon wind down, search for Nature Track in the ABC Listen app.